This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Here we go, hour one of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live this afternoon in Grand Prairie, and we want to invite you. It's basically 20 and Bush at the Jake's Burgers here, and you know Jake's Burgers, outstanding. But you also know Fan Phenom, and your chance to be the next 105.3 The Fan host is coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. So at some point in the next 5 hours or so, get here. Our boss, Gavin Spittle, is going to be here to evaluate the talent. And if you got what it takes, then who knows? You might just have a new career coming your way. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., okay? It's non-alcoholic. Coming up actually on 10 years, September 9th. Unbelievable. I need a beer bad. Okay, let's just be honest.
What would be it?
Really cut through the stress right now. What's that?
What would be the beer?
I think I would go with, man. I got three in my mind. I love the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Yeah. That was my craft beer. I love the Shiner, and I love Coors Light. Mm. You know, so if I could line up all three of those,
I think
I think that gentleman over there has a goblet of Shiner right now. It looks perfect. Yeah. You have ice crystals forming on the glass.
The goblets are badass.
My goodness. Go for about 18 of those right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's
That'd
rock,
be light
though.
Work, huh?
There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is back home with the Pimp Cup Master Control there, 75 and Fitzhugh. He's fixing to go 5 flawless. Wolchuk and Chia follower here. Of course, Ruben Portillo is here, remote engineering, keeping us on air, live at Jake's Burgers. Looks like the champ Ramon Cruz is in the house as well.
The champ.
So a lot of good stuff going on here on 105.3 The Fan, all right? Let's start with some baseball. Evan Grant, Morning News. Says it's go time. It is really looking bleak as they fall back to 500 for the first time in about 3 weeks. I held the line for us through the All-Star break, through the trade deadline. Does anybody feel like they can jump in and take over for me right now as far as confidence, optimism in this team? Is there any reason to believe that this is just going to play out, we'll be about 500, and then we'll be talking about a winter meeting rebuild here in the not-too-distant future. That's what the next 6 weeks of sports looks like for me when it comes to the Rangers. Week one, Cowboys cannot get here soon enough. The dam has broken, boys. The dam is broken, and now negativity water is just it's flowing downstream. I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it.
That got me.
It did feel like it was a Mortal Kombat finishing move yesterday.
Oh,
where you just
wow.
Like get your spleen ripped out.
Yeah.
And it's death.
It's bloody. It's gory.
It did feel that way. I'm leaking a lot of confidence.
Okay.
But just when I'm out, they find a way to pull me back
in.
So if we need somebody, I'll take
I'm
it
in
over
too,
for
Will
you.
Chuck. I'm in.
Let's do it. I think they're going to take 2 of 3 against Toronto.
You know what?
They're going to play up to the competition.
I'm sorry. That would be amazing.
Dump that, Lucius.
Jared was...
Don't let that get out.
Jared was so positive. He was trying to rally his guys on TV and radio yesterday.
Yeah.
I think he rallied me.
He got you.
He got me. You know, he sees it. He sees something in this team. He really does believe. It's Ben Crenshaw at the Ryder Cup saying, don't sleep on this team. don't sleep on these players I'm about to put out there tomorrow. Don't sleep on this team. And they end up winning that Ryder Cup. I think it was last time.
I heard the same speech. My BS meter was just flying off the hook. It was like one of those Geiger counters
was
at Jared's ground zero.
Speech or Ben Crenshaw's speech?
Jared's.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, but if it was like Dave Raymond giving the speech.
It was just rolling.
Would that have changed things?
Was it the messenger? Maybe. You know, it's hard to tell sometimes. But I heard Homer, who didn't have any other option to play. There's no other card to play.
Oh, you think he played the Homer card?
Raymond's bummed.
He's bummed.
So I think Sands just tried to balance it by, you know, going a little Homer, which is part of the job description, being a network guy. You know, you got to do that sometimes. That's him being a pro.
I'm going with him.
I think it's okay because
I didn't think this team would hit.
Yeah, the Yankees are bad right now, and the Guardians have gone on an unbelievable run. I don't think that's sustainable. So you're 3.5 back. And you've really just got to find a way to pass those two. I know like Kansas City's kind of hanging around. I don't believe in the Angels. So I think you can get the final spot. I don't see you really chasing down Seattle or Boston. But you can find a way because you got some series against Cleveland coming up at home.
Yeah.
You got to take care of it. That's probably the one that you circle. Like if you cannot go ahead and win that series against Cleveland, then it might be time to wave the white flag.
Seven teams in the wild card era, which goes back to 95, have qualified for the playoffs after the same or worse record through the first 122 games. Rangers are sitting here at 61-61 with 40 games to go. There are a number of teams now between you and that wild card spot. But, I mean, this has changed so quickly. Just a week and a half ago, quite optimistic. So now they got to go on another one of these stretches where they've won, you know, five in a row and 7 of 8 or something like that to open this thing back up. And I suppose you could. But, you know, I guess I'm just looking at everything that's happened really since the beginning of 2023. And it's a 500 team, isn't it, at 877-881-1053. There's no denying it.
No.
There's 40 games to go, and CY has his first rebuild post-championship that he's got to be looking at. Not a full total, a tear down and rebuild, but you got to find at least a third of a new lineup, maybe more. Okay, now the nice thing about this is projected payroll next year is going to start at 77 below the tax threshold. And if they stay under that apron, you know, they would reset to just a 20% tax. And there's a lot of good free agents coming up. Pete Alonso's on the market. How about that, Mr. Big Bopper
Polar
first
Bear.
Baseman?
Yeah, that's some
Mets all-time leader in homers.
That's some like testosterone.
Kyle Tucker? I can't hear you guys, but apparently we're still on. Here's a funny one. Alex Bregman.
Well, hey.
He's going to be a free agent. I know I'm not that ecstatic about Josh Young long term. I'll say that. Obviously, Alex Bregman would be quite
awkward.
I'm
going to let you go with the Josh Young stuff. I am. I can't. I've got to be able to go home at night. And my family is so hardcore
family.
Josh Young fans, my in-laws. And I do love Josh as well. But the health and the consistency is a question. I think it's absolutely fair to wonder about, you know, how good will Josh Young end up being. I don't know that he's going to live up to the expectations that we had after his 2023 campaign.
But you can't.
But I'm not jumping ship on him, no.
Publicly,
and that's ship with a P.
Okay. I think especially with college guys, 2-3 years into a career, if it's not ascending, then I think you're just going to be a hot and cold player. 6-8-2, even if the Rangers get into the playoffs, what the hell are they going to do with those crippled bats? See, I think if you could get in, things get really interesting in a hurry because you can win 2-1 games.
Yeah.
You know, and you got DeGrom and
Evaldi
going.
You played a ton of them already.
You're going to be out, you know. I can't say confirmed outstanding, but I know you would be the team that nobody would want to face. Crap, we got to go DeGrom, Evaldi, and, you know, day three is not going to be that much. I mean, nice start yesterday.
I think Merrill was okay yesterday.
Yeah.
He was
all right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, two runs, 6 innings, something like that. Yeah. I mean, they would be a real pain in the ass. And their bullpen, it's good. Okay, 817 says, the core of this team started in 22. There are 7 players on the squad that were on that team. That's the first year of Seager and Semien. That's the start of this core. That's Chris from Fan Phenom. Good luck to you tonight. If you competed last week, maybe you learned some things.
Yeah.
Maybe you thought, man, I could do a lot better than that. Come back out tonight.
I'd recommend you. Yeah. I bet like every time the reps are so important. So do it as many times as you can.
I mean, it's literally like the difference of talking to your wife the first time you met her and now.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're trying to get to the point where you are now, where you're totally calm, you got all your faculties about you, and you're not fumbling around trying to think, how do I get comfortable in this situation? You know, she's so damn hot. I'm crazy for talking to her. What am I even thinking? Like, those ideas are going to be running through your head tonight, but it's going to be, you know, I can't believe I'm auditioning to be on 105.3 The Fan. What do I even say right now? Boom. If you're in that mindset, you're probably toast. Right.
Yeah.
So how many reps do you need to get over that? That sort of jitters.
Yeah.
And I'd say date five or six.
Easily. Yeah. And the hot girl you're staring at tonight is a 3-time Hall of Famer.
Ooh.
It's going to be Chris Arnold.
Ooh. Yes.
Right? Look into those eyes.
Now, he's a man that'll make you feel comfortable.
Beer.
For sure.
Yeah, he will.
You know,
yeah,
he will really help you bring that blood pressure down, that heart rate down a little bit. But, yeah, the reps matter. And you got four opportunities.
We got some cool Dallas Stars stuff. They're lacing up their skates for hockey season with Fox 4, official broadcast partner. You're going to watch 15 regular season games and 2 preseason games on Fox 4 and KDFI More 27. And they're also going to be on the Victory Plus app, those games as well. And, man, the pucks drop in October 9th. We're just less than 2 months out now here from hockey season and basketball season right around the corner as well. So that's going to be pretty cool. Okay, college football did something fun, guys. All-time AP All-Americans.
Wow.
What do you think? Quarterback. Are you going Joe Burrow? If you had to have one quarterback of all-time, it's hard to say
because
his receivers were just insane.
All-time.
Who's your QB? They went with Tim Tebow. Barely edging Tebow. Vince Young. Vince Young finished second.
Wow.
I mean, VY, it's hard for me to not go with VY.
We got a lot of good local tie-ins, though. I mean, best college quarterback of all time, Brian. You got a lot of good. Deion Sanders did make it. He was one of the corners.
He did make it.
Deion. Randy White's in there.
I'll tell you what. Randy White at the University of Maryland was a linebacker, and they made him a defensive tackle here with the Cowboys. Played him in a flex front where they kind of played him off the ball so he could loop around and play on the move, so they couldn't block him very well. But yeah, at Maryland he was a linebacker. Great player, though. Great college player at Maryland.
They listed him here as a defensive end, along with Hugh Green of Pittsburgh.
Hugh Green was one of these guys that was, when you start to talk about college rushers, he was a wreck shop guy around the end. Talking about Lawrence Taylor, guys like that, Hugh Green was long, powerful. Like, he would take blockers. These guys really didn't know how to play great with hands and feet. Hugh Green would snatch you, get by you. He was devastating at the edge.
Barry Sanders, Oklahoma State, and Herschel Walker, Georgia. Were you on the field with Herschel?
Yeah, we did not play Georgia. I was in the same, I was in the SEC the same time at LSU. We did not play Georgia. We played the Auburn and people like that. So, yeah, I'd seen plenty of Herschel Walker. Him and Bo Jackson are two of the best. Barry Sanders at Oklahoma State, his senior year, the year he came out, was an incredible, incredible football.
Adrian Peterson, maybe in the mix.
Peterson, unbelievable.
There's back to back Heisman Trophy winners. It's Archie Griffin in the 70s. Was really good at Ohio State. You know, so
Reggie Bush.
Yeah,
it's insane trying to pick two running backs.
The running back room would be very difficult in this list.
How about the wide receiver room? They go Randy Moss, who was a lot of fun to watch at Marshall, and Larry Fitzgerald at Pitt. Pitt had three players.
I mean, Fitz could have won the Heisman at Pitt.
That's amazing that they got kind of two guys that are not traditional speedsters, but long stride run. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald couldn't run out of sight, but you know he could catch every ball thrown his way. Man, that's fascinating because there's been some wide receivers. Go back just recently. I mean, if you want to talk about the LSU kids,
Chase, CeeDee Lamb. We're in the golden era.
I mean, there are some receivers.
Even Peter Warwick, not good in the NFL, but amazing in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think it is relevant. Like, if you put some of the old school guys on the field, they just wouldn't have the measurables to dominate in today's game. So how could you really say they're all-time guys? Shouldn't we be picking all-time guys from about 1970 and on? When did the game get really big?
Yeah, that's, you know, if you can. Now, you could go back into some of the 60s, but I could go all the way back just knowing because I've seen these guys on tape play. Is a guy like there was a guy named Doc Blanchard at Army. Doc Blanchard as a running back and as a defensive back, like there were like 50 something balls thrown against Army that year in the 40s. They had 25 interceptions. And like Doc Blanchard and him and Glenn Davis were just, I mean, they were like these guys that, like, when you watch the tape was kind of slow motion, but they're like making guys miss, and they were just incredible players in the 40s. You go Doak Walker from SMU. Yeah. great player. Earl Campbell was one of the best running backs I've ever seen in the 70s. I mean,
yeah, and he was a guy that absolutely
incredible player. Yeah,
great in any era. Ndamukong Suh, Bronco Nagurski, the tackles.
Okay, there you go. Bronco was a tackle. They had him listed as a tackle.
Yeah.
Gosh.
The linebackers: Dick Butkus, Derek Thomas, and Chris Spielman.
Okay, wow. Derek Thomas. The only way I could describe Derek Thomas to you at Alabama was that he was a blur on film, like a blur. When you watch film, it was a crimson blur. You're like, that's Thomas. I mean, it wasn't like some of these guys. You watch him rush the passer, and it's like, oh, you could kind of identify him. He was so fast off the edge; it literally was a blur on the film.
Incredible.
Wow, that way, yeah. I think he sacked Dave Craig 7 times in a game with
times Dave fumble.
That's when the Seahawks were in the AFC, and Derek Thomas played a game in Kansas City. I think he had 7 sacks against Dave.
He got the single game record. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah, I bet he was unreal in Alabama.
As long as we're taking this stroll down memory lane from Jakes and Grand Prairie, the first receiver to catch 100 balls in a season has passed Lionel Taylor, member of the 1960 Broncos.
Broncos, yeah.
At 89 years old. Yeah. He also coached the Steelers, Lynn Swann and John Stallworth, to 2 Super Bowls. Wow. Tony Dungy said he was very influential as a young coach. He also coached at Texas Southern and at Oregon State, so a loss there for the Broncos family. Fred Davis might have a little extra pep in his step today. In what is believed to be the largest gift in college athletics history, the University of Kansas announced that David Booth pledged $300 million to support athletics.
Ooh.
Just bang. A third of $1 billion. A Lawrence native and a founder of Dimensional Fund Advisors. Long history of giving to Kansas, including $50 million back in 2017. But that's a fatty, fatty boom ball and a half, Chief.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, bro. That's going to revamp. I mean, I wonder how much they're going to just throw that into the basketball program.
The football stadium has been redone.
Yeah.
They were playing games at Arrowhead last year, so we'll see with Kansas.
I guess 75 of this is going to like the infrastructure around their sporting facilities to create like entertainment district and to make it all like badass.
So the stars,
pimp it out, man.
The star of the
at least for part of it. Yeah. But I mean, there's another 225 to go, and have to imagine they'll figure out a way to get some of that flowing into players' hands to increase their talent base as well. So that's big right there. Whenever a billionaire philanthropist decides that you're going to be his muse for his extra hundreds of millions of dollars. We got our G-Bag of the Day champion to play for you on the other side. Then Woolchuck's Top 10. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Let's get into the Top 10 rivalries in sports over the last 10 years. What do you think is the best? And we got Sophie Cunningham. She's got issues with page beggars. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
To the nation.
All right, welcome back. Ball sack or not, we got a GBA
jam coming
up.
I think it was a ball sack.
We got a top 10 coming up here in just a second. Nope. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels.
Sorry.
If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Now, back into the Pimp Cup we go.
Yeah. All right, man, G, back in the day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Replay the champ right about here. This is day three for this champion audio. By the way, my name is Lucius Alexander. I go by L.A. Let's go to the In Foul Territory podcast. Texas Rangers Rowdy Tellez, he's been talking a lot. He tells the pod about his interviewing experience with the G-Bags.
Why do you let Jock Peterson, of all people, go like this to you? And I heard him call you fat. Like, what are we doing? Like, you're bigger than him. Squash him. What are we doing?
Well, it's a little inside joke. You're a big guy, too, so you get it. But, you know, we have bigger stomachs. And, you know, we're just a couple of, you know, some, you know, the Bash Bros or something. I don't know. The Belly Bandits. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Somebody else called me something. I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat. And they were like, hey, you know, if you could eat anything here, what would it be? And I was like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And they were like, yeah, have you ever had food here? And I was like, yeah, believe it or not, I have. I live here. And they were like, oh, so you've eaten. And I was like, yeah. Then they called me the Girthquake or something stupid.
And, Rowdy, did you feel like they took it too far there when they were on with you? Like, was it?
No,
I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but what was the deal?
They tried to be funny, and they're not. They're just not funny. So I went full just emotionless person and was like, hey, guys, that was pretty stupid. So we'll leave it at that.
Yep, a little shock jock stuff.
There he is, Rowdy Tellez, two-time champ, looking for three. Can he survive? Can he make it to three times status? Tune in tonight, 5:30 for the G-Bag of the Day championship. All righty. And with that, here's Wolchuk with your top 10.
All right, top 10 sports rivalries. In the last 10 years, I did get some people mention Rowdy versus the G-Bag Nation, Bobby versus the Nosebleed Seats.
Ooh.
Those were a couple of mentions on here.
Good rivalries.
But we will get to, now they're both in the WNBA, we do have some college basketball rivalries that we're going to get to. We had Paige Beckers from the Dallas Wings. They went ahead and, well, they took on Sophie Cunningham and the Fever. Or maybe I should say Caitlin Clark in the Fever. Did Caitlin play in this game?
She did not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, didn't think so.
Banged
either.
Up.
Dallas won the game.
They did, 81-80. Wings got the win. Now, Sophie was not happy about this. She's got her own podcast now called Show Me Something. And here was Sophie Cunningham complaining about the treatment that Paige Beckers is getting by the officials.
I love Paige to death. Do not get me wrong. I think, like, again, I think she's a hell of a player and, like, would love to play with her one day. But yeah. Those refs were giving her every freaking whistle last night. Like, you literally couldn't touch her. Couldn't touch her. And that shit is so annoying to me. Like, and if you're going to do that, then give it to our guards. Like, I just hate the inconsistencies. Or we know she's a good rookie and, like, she's going to get some whistles. But, like, to get the treatment she got last night was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, she's gonna be one of those players that, like, she's already going to be a GOAT. Like, she's going to be a Hall of Famer. Everyone knows that she's freaking hell of a player, but like getting some of those whistles already, oh my, I couldn't.
She wasn't happy. Now, this is the second time that she has criticized the officials. She actually got fined just like a week ago. Sophie Cunningham, yeah. How much?
$500
$500.
She's always popping off.
Well, these salaries are pretty low.
Right. No, that it speaks to their 70K salary.
Now, I admire her. She does not give a damn. She's probably making way more on this podcast than she is with her WNBA salary. But it's like you're already acknowledging Paige Bueckers going to be one of the GOATs. Of course she's going to get these calls, Sophie.
There's
come on,
a lot to admire about Cunningham. You know, she does some poolside videos. She's quite an athlete. Fit. You know,
very fit,
even though she eats Arby's.
But you know, I just
does she?
What's her order?
She wore a hat that said "Hot girls eat Arby's." I think she got a sponsorship deal.
You know, but she's coming off like a hater right here.
Beef and cheddar.
Paige Becker is the real deal. Cool. She's going to put you out of position. She's going to blow by. She's going to hit the brakes. You're going to run into her. You know, she's going to take you to the hole and you know put you in a compromising position. And I swear
there?
I don't mean any of that.
Woo!
But what I do
trying
mean
to get
to
a new G-bag of the day, huh? Let's get Rowdy up out of here.
This is basically Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, where you know defenders just get frustrated because every time you turn around, she's making you look stupid, and you're trying to flail back into the picture to challenge her shot. And yes, you're going to foul her more than jobber players who just play straight forward and try to find a spot to shoot from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the first thing that Sophie's done that's you know really disappointed me. Since I started tracking her about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, there's not a lot to be disappointed about.
Did you guys see how many free throw attempts Paige had in that game?
How many?
26?
12.
8.
4.
4? What are we doing? Oh, what are we complaining about?
I just watched the four times.
I watched they played great defense down the stretch.
We are hanging out here. Jake's in Grand Prairie, the home of one.
Good reset, Wolchuk.
Lucius Alexander. Lucius, did you watch this game? Did you notice Paige getting any favorable calls?
No, nothing more than the usual, bro. Just a regular old basketball game out there. I just seen some frustrations from a squad that wanted their star on there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I get it. Availability.
They're being pushed to the limits by the wings.
Yep, let's go, Kaylin. Get back out there.
Wing victory right there, yeah.
All right, let's get to our top 10 sports rivalries in the last 10 years. Honorable mentions here, fellas. Ohio State, Michigan, college football.
That's an honorable mention?
Yes, because it has now become a rivalry. Okay. Michigan getting some wins the last couple of years. Previously, this was all Ohio State. I mean, Michigan was not getting any dubs in this thing.
I don't know if
three
you can
years.
Find five bigger than that
didn't,
one, man.
Didn't a couple of Ohio State coaches get fired because they couldn't beat Michigan? Like John Cooper, Earl Bruce.
Yeah, but did you hear the last 10 years?
Was it the last 10?
Yeah, last 10 years.
Oh, it's the last
not all time. Like,
it has
all
been
time,
one-sided.
All time, definitely Ohio State, Michigan. But specific, okay. This is just since 2015.
Oh, okay. You did say all time. That's on me.
No, it's all good. Because I'm with you. Like, all time, 100%.
I was just thinking
Michigan,
of all
Ohio
the
State
times
have to
that
be
John
there.
Cooper got beat by Michigan.
Well, I mean, hey, if Ryan Day, I thought he was going to get fired for losing to Michigan last year. Then they go on the national championship run, saved his job. Liverpool, Man City, honorable mention. Washington Caps versus the Pittsburgh Penguins, and those were good matchups early on. I'd say 2015 to 2020, you had Crosby and Ovechkin in their primes, and they're just going back and forth winning cups, certainly up there. USA versus Canada women's soccer, that got ugly. And then Mahomes versus Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, basically just cycling through those championship games. And, yeah, I mean, those – we'll see. If Allen can win, then it really is a rivalry. At least Burrow and Mahomes, they have, you know. Now, regular season, Allen's beaten Mahomes, but he doesn't have the playoff win yet. Maybe that's coming for him this year. Number 10 on the list, Cowboys-Eagles over the last 10 years. This, since 2015, each side has traded regular season punches. Cowboys swept the Eagles in 18 and 21. Eagles returned the favor last year. Philadelphia was really good, of course, winning the championship in 2018, 2025, but they've really alternated with divisional titles over the last decade as well. So, yes, Cowboys-Eagles, certainly over the last 10 years, one of the biggest rivalries in all of the NFL. And this is the first year, I think, in that span that they haven't played a Sunday night football game. It seemed like every year you're going to get Cowboys-Eagles on Sunday night. We got so many others. It's like,
I know,
we're going to win out.
Thursday games.
Serena versus Naomi Osaka comes in at number 9 in this one. Serena ending the end of her chase for a 24th major title. And Naomi Osaka was still carving out her place among the elite in the sport. Mm. First meeting was 2018. And then it became one of the most controversial matches in Grand Slam history. Osaka winning on straight sets in an hour and 19 minutes, but it was overshadowed by code violations. There was a heated exchange with the cheer ump, if we remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You had the boos coming down during the trophy ceremony. Then they've met four times in total. Osaka 3-1 versus Serena.
Is that a rivalry then? You're getting beat up
that
bad?
I don't know. I guess maybe people are arguing should be 2-2 because of that first one.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'd say 3 out of 4. That's pretty lopsided. UConn versus South Carolina women's basketball. Those have been certainly the Goliaths in the sport.
Geno versus Dawn.
Mm. They've met 14 times. These meetings included regular season, Elite Eight, two natties, where they each have won one.
Kind of like this where women's sports will do that. They're not afraid to go and play the best team against the best teams.
They'll crush. Yeah. 7 is Yankees-Astros. They hate each other.
Yeah.
And this goes back to the 2017 ALCS where Houston wins in 7 games, and that is directly the sign-stealing scandal. Yeah, you go back to that. They feel as though they were robbed. I would agree. Astros 13-5 against the Yankees in the postseason until the Yankees ended up reversing that and getting that win to go to the World Series. But, you know, just F you, Houston. Max Verstappen versus Lewis Hamilton comes in at number 6.
Back in the day, that was pretty good. Ferrari can't find a way to get that guy up front.
2014 to 2020.
Yeah.
Mercedes was unreal. And then you had Verstappen in Red Bull.
That race at Abu Dhabi was unbelievable.
Takeover.
Yeah.
Craziness. Top 5 greatest rivalries since 2010. 817's coming in with Texas OU. Like the last 10 years, we have had some upsets where Texas has won some years where they shouldn't have, and maybe vice versa. Like a couple years ago after the big blowout, you had OU win. Last year, Texas came back, absolutely beat the crap out of them. 2-1-4, saying Serena was complaining. Naomi Osaka started crying. Yeah, you're right. We can count Thursday as a Sunday night football game, 2-1-4. It will be on NBC. So it'll be the same crew, essentially, doing that game with the season opener. Wilder versus Fury getting a vote in the 2-1-4. How about Draymond Green versus Jordan Poole? That got pretty aggressive.
Well, that seemed pretty lopsided.
Yeah, it didn't seem like Jordan Poole's done much ever since.
Punched the talent right out of his body.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell happened to the poor guy? Not good.
I didn't know he had all his talent right there in his face, but he did.
5 is the Joker versus Rafi Nadal. And that's the ending of, like, the golden age in tennis, really, with those two. I mean, the back and forth between them, they've got 46 Grand Slam singles. No matter at what age, every meeting, massive implications between the two. They've each played each other more than any two men in ATP history. 31-29, Joker holds the edge.
Wow.
That is a good rivalry right there. That's a good back and forth.
Grass and clay was big for those two.
Yeah, clay. I think Nadal was awesome with clay, right?
Yeah, Nadal was a master at playing on that
Unreal.
Clay.
Alabama versus Georgia coming in at number 4. Mm. Greatest rivalry of the last 10 years. I mean, look, 2018 Natty, that overtime thriller.
Yeah.
Since 2015, they've met 8 times. You also had the 2022 title game. Georgia returned the favor. Georgia's finished in the top 5 in the college football playoff ranking 7 of the last 8 years, while Alabama's finished top 5 6 times in that same stretch. They've been the class of college football over the last decade.
It's just nothing but NFL talent over the place when you watch those games.
And Kirby, I mean, going from Alabama to Georgia, you know, the coaching aspect of that too. Number 3 is Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese.
Oh, yeah.
And, wow, the 2023 NCAA title game, LSU beats Iowa, resealed it with a you-can't-see-me hand gesture, and that's certainly carried over the 2024 Elite Eight, and then now in the WNBA, anytime they play, it's must-watch.
Number 2. Do they really have the rivalry against each other? You think they're...
I think it's probably more so of a media-driven thing, but there definitely is emotion. Whenever they play each other, something seems to pop off. I mean, Angel did go after Caitlin, you know, the last
time
they played.
Yeah.
She kind of had to be held back. Now, I do think Caitlin at times can be a little bit of an instigator. She seems like, when we talked about the training camp fights, like the little guy starts it, then like turns away and walks off so everyone else. Like, Caitlin's got a little bit of that in her. Like, she's gonna stir it up, but then she's going to back off. And here comes Sophie Cunningham to kind of fight the battle there. But, hey, you know, stir the pot. I'm into that. Go ahead. Number 2, Golden State versus Cleveland. And this was every year, 2015 to 2018, in the finals, four times over. But 2016, coming back from 3-1 down, or else this would not have been a rivalry. But my gosh, that was one of the best series we'll ever see. The LeBron chase down block. I mean, the deli was open. That was an incredible series. Kyrie with the game winner. That was awesome.
Yes. It was the end of the dynasty era in basketball.
It was.
We didn't realize we were seeing it, but you know, the last time we've had a repeat champion.
Yeah, yeah. Once you had Golden State being that dominant, and then still just in free agency being able to add a talent like Kevin Durant, the NBA was like, all right, yeah, we got to shake something up here. This is ridiculous.
We got some votes for Dawson versus Mickey, OBJ versus Josh Norman coming in here.
How many years ago was that? See you in Oxnard, sir. Was that?
Does it make the cut?
2018, maybe.
Okay, so
okay,
it does.
So we're still.
We
yeah.
make it since 2015. Mm. Mavs fans versus Nico. Jerry versus Cowboy fans getting texted in here. LeBron versus Jordan. I mean, I guess we've debated it. Bears-Packers getting texted in. But number one, best rivalry over the last 10 years in sports. Tell me if you agree, Dawson. Messi versus Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Absolutely. I could definitely see that. Thank you, Wolchuk. Another top 10 is in the books. We're live from Jake's in Grand Prairie here, just north of I-20 and right on the Bush Service Road. It was very easy to find for me coming out from Sunnyvale. I think I took like three turns and I was here. So coming up at 3 o'clock, I will have some chicken soup for your Ranger soul. I know you might need that here. They got a day off, and we're hoping they're figuring out a way to fortify themselves and make a run for the ages. Become maybe just the eighth team in big league history after 122 games with 40 games to go to still make the playoffs at just .500 at this current juncture. So, you know, well, maybe you need that, and I'll get you some chicken soup for your Ranger soul coming up at 3. But what would it take for you to suddenly get optimistic about these Cowboys? I have an idea for them. That's coming up next year, G-Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Jake's Burger in Grand Prairie, and Fan Phenom is tonight. Chief just ordered a burger. What'd you go, triple stack, quad stack? What'd we do?
We actually did the old Cinco stacker.
What? We did go five.
We went with the five patty.
Let's go. That's my guy. Wow.
Five patty.
We had a nice conversation in the restroom. I was like, man, these patties are pretty thin. I think you can do five. He said, you're damn right I can.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm very confident.
That's going to be a thing of beauty,
pretty
too.
Hungry.
If they do the cheese right on it.
I know.
It's going to be.
And they're delicious.
They got
what
that
are those,
knife
third-pound burgers?
So
third
good.
Third-pound patties?
Yeah, we should ask. I don't know.
How much poundage is this?
I would guess this is a quarter pound.
Okay.
If you finish it, can we call you the Girthquake?
You could. Absolutely. I would be honored. And that's part of the reason why I know for a fact I'm going to tear this thing up.
I know you are.
Is because
I can't wait for this.
Having the honor of the Girthquake would be special.
Did you get a side with that? Did you get fries or anything like that?
I would like to think fries come with it, but we'll see.
Fries came with my chicken strips. They were amazing.
Yeah, and that's what I love about Jake's in Grand Prairie. It's all about easy, especially on Sundays. Big patio and fries done just right.
They got a nice patio with a lot of
patio
shade
nice.
Out there, too.
And the bar is a pretty sexy bar over there, too.
And cooling down as well. Might be a perfect night to come here. Of course, no Rangers game tonight. We'll be back at action tomorrow against Toronto. I have the text open right now at 877-881-1053. If you'd like to leave your name and city you're texting from, we'll make you famous here in the G-Bag Nation. What would it take for you to believe in this Cowboys team? Just a couple of weeks to go. What are we, 3 weeks out right now? 3 weeks out till the Eagles game. And
3 weeks from tonight, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything? You know, maybe you feel like they got to add three players. I'll start just with Breece Hall. You know, I think right now, after watching camp in the first preseason game, I don't think they have a difference making running back on the roster. I think they got a collection of role players. And if they could have a running back good enough that I would feel like this can keep the chains moving, this can hold the ball for 8 or 9 minutes, I think there's evidence to believe that a star running back could dramatically shift the dynamics. Last year with Rico Dowdle, they had the sixth best run play success rate. They had the third worst EPA per run because they couldn't make any house calls. He couldn't make linebackers or anybody miss on the second level. So, but Rico Dowdle was like more successful, if you just define it by like, was that run a success or not, than flipping Saquon Barkley. So you had something going with your blocking schemes. And then Warren Sharp did today best short yardage running back teams. And the Cowboys were actually top 10 in that as well. So there's reason to believe you were getting it kind of blocked up. And while I don't think this offensive line is any better than average, I think they could be considered better if you had the right runner in there. So that's where I would start. How about you at 877-881-1053? What's it going to take for you right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think Breece Hall would definitely be a boost. And what he does in the passing game as well is pretty dang impressive. So, that would help things quite a bit. And this is to feel confident that maybe they could be a playoff team. Is that kind of where we're going with this?
Yes, because I'm thinking 8 wins right now.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the Rangers at the deadline. You know that your hitting is your biggest problem, but do you want to just add to a strength? Can you really do much to fix your lineup at the deadline? Probably not. Can you do much to fix the defense right now that I think is going to be a giant problem? Probably not.
I mean, there's going to be cut down dudes that are way better than some of the corners you got out there right now. You know, I would say you'll be able to get better at corner, and there's probably a big defensive tackle out there, a big heavy guy.
You just need to kind of find a way to get you to the guys that are hurt. You know, if you can get the thing with Carson bothers me. He's coming back quicker than, say, Butler, quicker than Diggs, quicker than Revelle. That's the problem. I mean, you're going to try and have to gauge. You know, how long are we going to have to go and play with these guys? Is it 5 weeks, 6 weeks? You know, that's the things you're going to have to worry about right now. I think really the thing is it's going to be a corner opposite Elam because I think they're going to end up playing Bland in the slot. That's just me.
Okay.
I think they're going to have to find a right corner. I just do.
I would love it if they did because, I think Bland is incredible as a slot player. So you would just need to get another. I mean, can they get creative with trades? I just don't believe the Cowboys will. You know, we've discussed it. Like, Jalen Tolbert to me is a guy that has done something in the NFL that I think other teams would look at and say, like, hey, what, 7 touchdowns last year? That can be an improvement on my depth chart. And I think you've got young receivers to where you can feel good about moving Jalen Tolbert and saying, okay, now I don't have to cut possibly Holden or Flannoy or Brooks, whomever they want, and can I get a corner? Like, we've talked about the Pittsburgh stuff. The Steelers are a team that have depth at corner. Do you look at one of their guys? Maybe it's Corey Trice, who I loved in the draft a couple of years ago. Now, he's been a hurt guy, too. So do you want to take that on? I could understand if you say no, but Beanie Bishop's a guy who's played in the slot. Like, I'd love for them to get creative with trades that actually would help the roster instead of just, we're swapping Kelvin Joseph for Noah Igbinoghene, or we're swapping Nashawn Wright for Andrew Booth Jr. We're just swapping guys that can't play, that aren't really going to help us. Let's try and do something where we got a guy that's going to be a free agent. Maybe another team values him.
How high are you willing to go? I know you don't want to give up your one. You willing to give up your two?
For what?
For a corner that can play.
I'm talking about giving up Tolbert. Not okay. Draft picks.
Okay, they're not going to take Tolbert. I'm trying to gauge your interest of how you want to play this draft if somebody wants a pick from us. Because you've already moved your three because of Pickens.
Right.
So I'm trying to gauge how committed are you to fixing this cornerback room. Because if you give something like a sixth or a seventh, that's what you're going to get back. You're going to get back a player of that kind of – that you're currently playing with. But how committed are you to going to get in a corner?
I really don't want to give up draft capital. I'd rather go sign, Asante Samuel or one of the other free
Douglas,
agents that's
Gilmore,
available.
Hilton.
But I think that because Dak is where he is and you have Pickens for this year and you have such a great pass rush, you should be thinking, we'll give a four. We'll give a two for the right player.
See,
we'll
that's
go
what I'm
spend
saying.
$12
I mean,
million. Dollars. Like, there should be a very aggressive appetite for
– yeah. If you're willing to give a two, I think you could play, and I think you can go get you somebody. You know, I think you can legitimately go and say, "Hey, listen, we realize we're going to take your fourth corner right here, or we're going to take your third corner right here." But the further back you give compensation, that's the kind of player. You know, I think when you get to like fifth, sixth round, you're kind of talking about players that you currently have right now.
469 says, "Breece Hall, we need a true ball carrier and sign Micah, pay him what he's owed, best player on the team." Yeah, I don't think signing Micah or not signing Micah would change my opinion of what this team is capable of. But, you know, I think it's not only for this year, but it's the long-term future. Like, you've got a lot of holes that you need to solve. And, you know, we did not see them approaching this thing in a way that there is an end in sight. They're hoping to draft themselves out of this below-average football roster that they've had right now. And I just think that, you know, that is it's not very exciting at all. Did the Cowboys think that they're going to get everybody worked up by adding George Pickens? I think they saved a totally boring offseason. They at least gave you something fun to look at. But a really discerning, objective eye is going to look at this roster and say, you're not even close.
I think to me, when I look at this team, the thing that gives me the most hope is the offense. And and it's throwing the football.
Sure.
That's where I don't see this thing. Maybe they can find a way to get the running stuff going. Maybe one of these backs will step up. That's with Blue and these guys. I think they have to figure that all out. But where this team is going to win games is throwing the football. That's where I think with Pickens, with Lamb, with Ferguson, you know, and then maybe throwing to some of these backs, kind of getting that going, throwing to Turp and handing him the ball, whatever. That's how they're going to win games. This offense is going to be under pressure every week to have to score points, because I think there's going to be problems with the defense, as you mentioned, Chief, probably being a lot of shootout games that they're going to have to deal with. And that's kind of where I think if they're really fortunate, they can win 10 or 11 games. If not, it's probably 8 or 7, which you're talking about, Dawson, if they just can't get anything on defense.
Yeah, I think actually I went backwards during training camp. And maybe the hope is kind of what Shoddy was talking about in his final press conference, is just that they're saving so much because this is their one opportunity to try to catch a team off guard before they have tape on them.
Yeah.
Like, I think that – that's maybe the development that we really need to hope for, that they have been so generic in their competitive moments that they're actually much closer to the team that we see when they're practicing against one another than what the Rams showed. I guess if the Rams are the best team in the NFC, you know,
right,
then you're like, okay, well, maybe it wasn't that bad, you know, and against more normal competition with a full playbook, Maybe there is a surprise to be had, but man, it's hard to see it right now. Okay, top stories at 3 coming up. We have chicken soup for your Cowboys soul, but there's a report that there is legitimate trade interest coming in for number 11, and we need to talk about that before we do anything else live. Jake's in Grand Prairie, and we're back in the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.